This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yet there is a new Pew study that shows that fewer Americans than ever before believe it is the greatest nation on God's green earth. Now, why is that? Could part of it have to do with people in this country more and more rejecting organized religion? And also abandoning belief in God. We now have 29% of Americans who say they identify with no known religion. Is that a positive development, or is it, as many people on the right and many people on the left acknowledge, is it a negative development for our country? We'll be speaking to columnist for the New York Times and syndicated across the country, Nick Kristof, coming up about why people are walking away from churches. There's also the story of Francis Suarez walking away from the Republican campaign for president. Mayor Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, announced today that he is ending his campaign for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. I am sure that there are people out there are saying, Francis Suarez, who the heck is he? He's actually an important figure in Florida politics. He's been a very popular mayor, very effective mayor. He's a strong conservative. He speaks well. He ran in part to give voice to the Hispanic community, which is an increasingly important part of the Republican Party, with all kinds of polling evidence of Hispanics moving far away from their automatic Democratic preference to the Republican side. Mayor Suarez said, I look forward to keeping in touch with the other Republican presidential candidates and doing what I can to make sure our party puts forward a strong nominee who can inspire and unify the country, renew Americans' trust in our institutions and each other, and win. That does not appear to be a prelude to an endorsement of Donald Trump, where I don't think that Suarez has ever been identified as a particularly enthusiastic Trumper. He ultimately did not make the polling criteria set by the Republican National Committee to make that Milwaukee debate that occurred last week. The candidates had to register at least 1% support in three national polls, or in two national and two early state polls, to meet the RNC's criterion. Suarez said he had met the $40,000 individual donor, threshold to qualify for the debate, but the campaign had employed some unconventional methods to meet that goal, including accepting Bitcoin donations, offering $20 gift cards, and raffling off tickets for soccer superstar Lionel Messi's debut at Major League Soccer Club Inter Miami. The Pro Suarez Super PAC, SOS America, also offered a chance to win a free year of college with a $1 donation. So the donations came through. The polling did not. There will be no further Suarez campaign. Is it conceivable that with an open presidency, entirely possible? In fact, more likely than not, in 2028, that he would be a campaign, run a campaign again? Yes, always entirely possible. There's also some other news that is speculative in nature, but the headline is 2020 election investigation intensifies against Trump in... No, not in Georgia. and no, not in Wisconsin, but in Arizona. With a historic sweep, this is a report in The Week, with a historic sweep of four criminal indictments now under his belt. Well, he hasn't entirely swallowed them yet, though, of course, he's done a great deal of fundraising, some $7 million raised by selling pictures of his mugshot. And in any event, I do think it's fairly entertaining that the New York Times ran a column by Maureen Dowd that used as a headline, "Look at the smug mug on that thug." And nice try. In any event, they've made a great deal of money sending out the mugshot on sweatshirts, on T-shirts, on mugs, of course, and more, despite the fact that President Trump said he had never heard the term mugshot before, which makes him one of a very small percentage of Americans who had never heard that term. In any event, with a historic suite of four criminal indictments now under his belt, former President Donald Trump's schedule for the coming year seems full to the point of bursting. Yes, indeed. There's also news, brand new news, that Fawny Willis, the prosecutor in Fulton County in the Atlanta area of Georgia, the one behind this most sweeping of indictments against President Trump and many of his associates, she is now asking that they reconsider and do the trial much earlier than March 4th, right before Super Tuesday. They would do the trial at some point in October. I believe the date they are requesting is October 23rd, and they would do the entire trial for all of the 19 accused parties together at the same time, guaranteeing people that their constitutional guarantee of a speedy trial would be realized. Is that something that the Trump defenders will try to fight against? Of course. And what will the judge in that particular case, what will she say? We will find out, and we will keep you covered on that story. Concerning what's going on in Arizona, a new investigation into efforts to subvert the results of the 2020 presidential election begins to pick up steam. There's a growing chorus of experts and commentators predicting that members of Trump's inner circle and perhaps Trump himself could be facing yet another slate of criminal charges, these in Arizona. It could be in Arizona where Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays is probing into a fake elector effort by Republicans similar to that which factored heavily in Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fawny Willis's recent indictment of Trump and others. Could Arizona become the next legal front in the ongoing effort to hold Trump accountable for his alleged electoral misconduct? And there's a tweet that was sent out by Carrie Lake, who was the defeated Republican candidate for governor. No, she was not the properly elected governor of Arizona. She now has said, "Joe Biden used pseudonyms and government channels to facilitate his illicit business in Ukraine. These allegations currently having to do with Biden's service as vice president. The deep state will need yet another distraction for the media. I expect they'll order Katie Hobbs and Chris Mays," that's the governor and the Secretary of State of Arizona, "to indict real Donald Trump as soon as possible. That's how these corrupt actors operate." Former Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward is of particular interest to investigators as of late. She is a very strong supporter of President Trump and his vision of the party. This reported by Rolling Stone. Is this something that would be a total shock? Given all the previous indictments, not entirely. There is, however, a list of 11 potential shocks that could enliven this presidential campaign in unexpected ways. We'll get to that and more coming up.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is an email that came in from Greg in Bellevue, Washington, and I thought it was worth sharing with you. Greg says, we can either believe the system is rigged against Donald Trump or the system is working as intended. We can either believe this is just political, or that there is some merit to the indictments. But what we can't do is have it both ways. If someone believes that it's all a witch hunt, that person must also believe Trump did nothing wrong. And to hold that position, there must be a defense proposed. Using campaign dollars to obscure hush money to porn stars and then covering it up with a scheme involving a lawyer who's already served time for his actions. Any defense? Asking a Secretary of State in Georgia to find, in quotes, just enough votes to win the election in Georgia? Any defense? Keeping sensitive government documents like nuclear secrets and war plans in his bathroom, even after being asked nicely for their return? Any defense? Sitting by as the Capitol was attacked? Defense? Orchestrating false, fake electors? Defense? If we find that we're turning ourselves into pretzels trying to defend the former president, whether or not we look upon his policies favorably, perhaps it says something. Character matters, says Greg in Bellevue, Washington. And that also goes to one of the exposés that is, it seems, about to explode and to cause real problems for President Biden, and which is why, when people are looking at wild things that could happen in this campaign, one of them is a scandal. I don't think there's any scandal at this point that could actually drive Trump out of the race. I mean, he's so used to, he's already been indicted, what, there are 91 different charges against him. And, but Biden has not yet had his turn in the barrel. And the National Review, and I hesitated on this because this story has sort of been percolating for a while, but the sources haven't been solid. Now they are. The National Review has a piece today by Carolyn Downey reporting that the National Archives and Records Administration has confirmed that it is in possession of nearly 5,400 emails, electronic records, and documents containing pseudonyms President Biden used as vice president. The legal nonprofit organization Southeastern Legal Foundation filed a Freedom of Information Act request in June 22 for the records. These included emails containing the names Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R.B. Ware. J.R.B., that's President Biden's initials. He's Joseph Robinette Biden. So why J.R.B. Ware, I don't know, but that's a pseudonym Biden used. And he used all these pseudonyms while serving in the Obama administration as vice president, according to House Republicans who have been investigating Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. Yesterday, the legal organization sued NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, to obtain the records, which it alleges could reveal that Biden shared confidential government knowledge with his son. We have performed a search of our collection for vice presidential records related to your June 9th, 2022 request, said NARA, and have identified approximately 5,138 email messages, 25 electronic files, and 200 pages of potentially responsive records that must be processed in order to respond to your request, said Stephanie Oria-Buer, who is the director of NARA's Archival Operations Division. In early August, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer asked NARA to submit unredacted copies of any records in which Biden used a fake name during his vice presidency as part of his investigation into the Biden family's alleged corruption and influence peddling business. There are a couple of questions here. First of all, why would Biden be using an alias at all? What possible good reason could he have for that? Particularly if what they were trying to sell for Hunter Biden was the name. In other words, what is the point of using these aliases unless he is trying to keep secret some communication that he would have with his son that would indicate that what he had long maintained, that he had no involvement with his son's overseas business interests, that it simply wasn't true, that it was a lie. If this goes forward and some of these alias communications do indicate a deeper involvement for the president personally with his son's business enterprises, I think it is not inconceivable that he would be forced to withdraw. So what are other 11 wild things that could happen in the 2024 election? Very stimulating piece over Daily Beast by David Rothkopf. And one of the things he says that could happen is Trump could be disqualified. Now, what's that based on? It's based on this interpretation of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, where because he is participated in an insurrection in January of 2021, that he is, under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, ineligible to be president and be taken off the ballots. Whether these objections to Trump's candidacy, he writes, will work is unclear. Undoubtedly, they will be tested in the courts. But the point here is that they could work, and if they did, of course, they would throw the GOP nomination up for grabs. In other words, what is likely is that they'll have one or more of the secretaries of state who are Democrats trying to remove Trump's name from the ballot, even if he hasn't conducted a primary yet, hasn't won the nomination, to have it blocked from the ballot, and then it would go to be tested in the Supreme Court, where I think it is unlikely to win. There's a column about this we'll be talking about later. There's a candidate health scare. If Trump wins against Biden, we will see a race with the highest average candidate age in history. Both men are roughly in the same chronological zip code, around 80. And that means that both are vulnerable to potential health reversals or scares. Trump is obese, prone to fits of anger, and is under enormous stress given his legal problems. Then something, other things that could happen, we will get to. But one thing that is happening in America is people are leaving organized religion. What does that mean politically? And why is it happening and how can it be changed? We'll be talking about that with Nick Kristof coming up on The MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. FEMA is preparing for Hurricane Idalia as the storm is set to make landfall in Florida Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell also warning residents to take the storm seriously. A new poll shows more Republican primary voters see Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia. The new Morning running consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is undergoing treatment for multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer. In a social media post, the Republican said he was recently diagnosed after a few days of not feeling like himself. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Nicholas Kristof writes a regular column that is syndicated all across the country. It runs in the New York Times. He is one of the most influential commentators from the center left in the United States. His most recent column is headlined, America is Losing Faith in Religion. And I should say that for people who are concerned about losing faith, you may be uplifted by the new book by Nicholas Kristof, which is called Chasing Hope, A Reporter's Life. It is coming out. It's available for pre-order at bookstores now and at websites. And he puts on a note, support your independent bookstore. It goes on sale in May of 2024, at a moment in this presidential campaign when Americans may be looking for some hope and encouragement. Nick Kristof, thanks very much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
It's great to have you on again. You write that America is losing faith in religion, and you begin with some inarguable statistics. You point out that Americans are drifting away from churches, they are praying less, they are less likely to say religion is very important in their lives. For the first time in Gallup polling, only a minority of adults in the United States belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque. And one of the things that you point out in your piece is by the 2030s, it is likely that a majority of Americans will be disconnected from religion altogether. You will not have a majority of believers any longer. Why is this something that should be of concern, even to people who may not be personally committed to religious faith?
So, look, I'm at the, you know, I'm on the center left, as you said. I'm pretty secular, and I think that that some of the faith community has been on the wrong side of a lot of issues. But I also look around the country, and the, you know, just so much of the social fabric in small towns that is providing a sense of community, that is addressing loneliness, that is providing food banks and breakfasts, social programs, that is encouraging philanthropy, does indeed have to do with that faith community. And so, I do think that there is going to be a real cost in that, you know, in that sort of social capital realm, especially in small towns across the country.
Do you think that part of the problem that has led people to walk away, if not storm out of churches, has to do with the intrusion into religious life of partisan politics?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's actually some really interesting polling on that that suggests that people are leaving churches not because they are less likely to believe in God, but because they're less likely to believe in religious leaders and less likely to identify with the political and social positions of their churches. And so, yeah, I think that this was, I think it was essentially overreach by particularly, you know, evangelical churches that ended up, doing incredibly well and gaining a lot of power in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, but also turned off a lot of people and just came across, I think, as hypocritical to a lot of young people in particular. I think they sort of ended up on the wrong side of history on some really important social issues.
Well, there's also a question here, and it's almost as if it could be a companion piece to your column. There was another column we covered on the air by your colleague David French at the New York Times. He wrote about how the problem with many very public religious spokespeople is that they are emphasizing doctrine, theology, but not virtue, not personal virtue. When he cites the Book of Corinthians that basically says that love, which you're commanded to do with your fellow man, love your neighbor as yourself, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, it is not boastful, it is not arrogant, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not irritable, and does not keep a record of wrongs. That doesn't sound very much like contemporary politics, does it?
That's right. You know, Michael, I think there's been an interesting evolution on both left and right about how we view morality. And during the Clinton years, when you had a president who clearly had issues with personal morality, then the left in opinion polls came through as believing that morality was about one's, you know, public positions, one's policy positions, on, you know, providing for the homeless and providing for children, et cetera. And conservatives argued that it was that personal morality was very important, and that was partly a reproach to Clinton's womanizing. And then with Trump, you had kind of a reversal, and so evangelicals were likely to say that personal behavior was less central to moral behavior, and liberals were more likely to say it was important. And, you know, look, I think that, in fact, if we're being objective, then it's, you know, morality is both about the way you treat people around you. It's about your personal behavior, but it's also about, especially if you're a politician, you know, whether you try to help people more broadly and put in place practices that are going to ease suffering and help people in need.
And in terms of actually putting together some of those ideas of self-control and kindness and forgiveness and even love thine enemy, which means even loving people who may be in a different political party, what do you think President Biden, for instance, could do to try to bring Americans more together on that basis?
Well, Democrats have been, I think, just have been really reluctant to reach out to the faith community, have been reluctant to talk about faith. And the parts of the left have been, you know, very inclined to stigmatize and criticize people of faith in ways that I think are, you know, incredibly unhelpful politically and, you know, advanced stereotypes, which are not good of any kind of people. So partly I think it's just a matter of outreach and inclusiveness. If we believe in inclusiveness, then we should be inclusive. And includes people of faith. But also, if you want to tackle all kinds of social problems, then it just really helps to work with people in the faith community because they are often there. You know, prison reform, Chuck Colson did so much good in prisons around the country. And, you know, I didn't agree with Colson on any issue, and of course he had broken the law during Watergate, but he did really heroic things in American prisons.
One of the things I have to give you is you mentioned AIDS. The last time we had you on the show, you were honoring President George W. Bush for saving literally millions of lives with his AIDS programs in Africa.
25 million people are alive because of George W. Bush and his PEPFAR program to fight AIDS. I mean, 25 million. It's just astonishing. And, you know, that's an example of a program that has worked well because it's worked in conjunction with a faith community that is very present in large parts of Africa.
We will be right back with Nicholas Kristof. His new book is called Chasing Hope. It's coming out in a couple of months. We will be right back with syndicated columnist Nicholas Kristof.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again. And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a great pleasure to be speaking to Nicholas Kristof, who is one of those voices of conscience that you will hear and you will read from time to time. Nationally syndicated columnist, his new book, which is his story, his personal story, is called Chasing Hope, A Reporter's Life. And Mr. Kristof won a Pulitzer Prize with his wife, Cheryl Wu Dunn, when he was Beijing bureau chief of the New York Times. And he won for his coverage of the Tiananmen democracy movement in China. You do go back to China fairly regularly, don't you, Nicholas?
I do, although China has made it very, very difficult for journalists to get journalist visas, and they've warned us that if we try to report on tourist visas, then we could get arrested. So it's become a little bit awkward.
What about the growing belief, and it's not limited to the American right by any means, that China is representing an increasingly serious threat to our country and to the values that we cherish?
So I think that economically, actually, that may be, that is moderated by the fact that China's economic model is in real trouble right now. And its old model of, manufacturing for the world has basically run out of steam. I think it's going to have lower growth. I think it's going to be, having difficulty providing employment. They've got a demographic crisis. And so I think it's going to be, feel less like Chinese are all, 8 feet tall. So as an economic model, I'm less concerned. But that may amplify the military concerns. And Xi Jinping has been, he's been a little bit reckless in the South China Sea and in the waters around Taiwan. There are some people who think that he will just all out order an invasion of Taiwan. I don't think that's likely for the next few years, but I do think that he could, cut undersea cables carrying internet to Taiwan. I think that he could mount some kind of a blockade of Taiwan that would lead to a military crisis, and these crises escalate. So I do think there is some possibility of a war with Taiwan, and I think there's few things that would be more of an international nightmare than that.
Yes, a war between the United States and China would be terrible for the world. In terms of religion, which is what your column is about here in the United States, isn't it true that China's moving, if anything, in the opposite direction, that in terms of Christianity, yes, with the house church movement,
yes,
there are now tens of millions of courageous and believing Christians in China?
Yes, that's absolutely true. The church gained ground, and actually, it was largely Christians, but to some extent the same was true of Buddhism, for example. And, you know, I think that it was that as people lost faith in communism more, Chairman Mao for a while was kind of a traditional folk god, and as people lost faith in one god, then they searched for other sources of meaning and purpose, and so in many cases that was Christianity. There were also these organizations like Falun Gong that became very widespread. It's hard to, so there has been such a crackdown on Christianity in China that it's hard to gauge how widespread the house churches are right now, but it certainly, you know, there's enormous popular yearning for it, and the government is hostile to it because it fears that if people, you know, any organization has an independent power base can threaten it, and I think it's, you know, it's right to be concerned.
Are there any, is it conceivable in China that someone who holds a position of prominence and responsibility could admit that he actually attends Christian church?
It's not possible right now just because the Communist Party, you know, has, you know, turned into this new sort of, you know, has become more and more orthodox, more and more harsh, more and more hostile to anything that is outside the party's influence. So right now it would be a complete career killer for any kind of, and since every official is a Communist Party member, you know, that would be a complete career killer. But I do think that there are lots of party officials, probably especially in southern China, whose families, you know, are sympathetic to Christianity, and that at some point, if the repression eases, then at that point, I think, you know, there would be an enormous push into religion. People have talked about, for a while when there was much less repression, people were talking about how China could end up having more Christians than any country in the world. And that's been in abeyance because of the repression. You know, down the road, if there is an easing post Xi Jinping, I think that is plausible.
Yeah, I mean, people say that the United States actually may be number one in the world in terms of practicing Christians, people who go to church and engage in regular Christian prayer, and that China would also be one of the world leaders in that capacity. In terms of the ongoing, what is it they say, forever alliance, eternal alliance between Russia and China, you don't give that a tremendous amount of credibility, do you?
No, but it's a really dangerous alliance. I mean, if Russia was able to get, if China were willing to send all kinds of arms to Russia for use in the Ukraine war, that would be devastating to Ukraine and to and to NATO. So far, China has not done that. I think there were a lot of concerns after Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan that China would respond by just, you know, shipping all kinds of missiles, for example, to Russia. China has sent dual use items to Russia, but it has so far not opened the floodgates of weapons, and I don't think that it will, partly because it sees that Russia's in a certain amount of trouble, and it wants to, you know, align itself with the winner.
And you do believe the United States is doing the right thing to ally itself with Ukraine?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, I've traveled there twice since the war began, and, you know, I mean, Russia just all out invaded it, has been committing atrocities there, has been committing war crimes there. I visited torture chambers in areas that have been recently liberated from Russian rule in Ukraine. And, you know, absolutely, we should be supporting Ukraine. And, you know, it's not just about Ukraine. If we, as I said, I do worry to some degree about what might happen between the U.S. and China over Taiwan. If we try to think how we can reduce the risk of a war between the U.S. and China over Taiwan, one way is to make sure that Russia really pays a price over Ukraine, and that will discourage Xi Jinping from moving on Taiwan.
Yeah, it's a very refreshing to hear your perspective on this, having recently survived some of the rantings of Vivek Ramaswamy, which are particularly upsetting from in this quarter. Nicholas Kristof is the author of a column that's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. It's a column about America losing faith in religion and why that is damaging to our country. It's not a question of politics. It's just a question of the kind of life that most Americans want to live. And he has a new autobiography, and he says he feels too young to write a memoir, but he's done it. The memoir is called Chasing Hope, A Reporter's Life, and there are sections in the book about your time in China, I take it.
Absolutely. That was a formative experience. One of the things I did was I ended up helping a dissident flee China, which sort of broke every journalistic rule, but looking back was the right thing to do.
Well, God bless you for it. Chasing Hope, A Reporter's Life comes out on May 14th, 2024, so you can make a circle in your calendar. Nicholas Kristof, look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you for joining us and for your perspective on the United States and what's happening. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Grover Norquist about the question that the debaters didn't even address in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.